Welcome. And thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. And we're going to go ahead and transition over into the Christmas program. I did want to take just a moment to say thank you to all of our technical crew, our audio and video this morning. The title today is Peace Indescribable. And I'm going to tell you that we have certainly had to live that sermon this morning, getting ready for this, because we did a lot of things on the stage, and so we had some technical things. But you know what? That's what makes it real, right? Is when we have all of these things in our life, this chaos, this, and I don't know, is anybody besides me busy at Christmas season and when winter time? But you know, the thing about it though is when we're in Christ, He is that peace. Even in the times of turmoil, and even in the times of the inputs don't work right, and I can't hear so and so in my ear monitor, and the video audio is not plugged in. In all of that, He is still our peace. And so I've been walking around all morning, and I know that people that know me very, very well have probably been watching me going, he's, something's not right. But I've been walking around literally going, He's going to be my peace today. I'm going to allow that. Even in this busy time, and even in all of the situations that we find ourselves, because we haven't finished wrapping all of our presents yet, and we haven't finished shopping for all of our presents yet. Or we've got to cook so many things this week because we have 14 family gatherings we have to go to. Thank God that He is our peace. He's our peace that we can't explain when the world's crumbling around us. He's our peace that we can't describe when we don't know what to feel. So today, what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to give you a little bit of that peace through the message that's going to come out today. So all of the songs you're going to hear, the words you're going to hear spoken, hopefully at the end of today, you're going to walk out and you're going to go, yeah, yeah, and be ready for the week ahead, right? So we hope you enjoy it, but more than that, we hope you take the message home with you of this peace indescribable.
Good morning, church. Morning. We're so glad you're here today to celebrate the birth of Jesus. He's the one who brings hope, joy, and indescribable peace.
Today we get to worship Him together and reflect on the gift of His peace, a peace that comes into our lives even when things feel busy, messy, or uncertain.
The Bible says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and He will be called the Prince of Peace," Isaiah 9:6.
God sent Jesus so that His peace can meet us where we are, not as the world gives, but only as He can.
Thank you.
The angels announced peace to the shepherds that night, and today we join in that same song. Peace is more than a quiet moment. It's God's presence in our hearts, even in the midst of life's noise.
Came as a baby, a humble king bringing peace for every heart. His peace isn't just for that first Christmas, it's for us today, in our homes, our minds, and our daily lives.
Even now, his peace guards our hearts and minds, calming our worries and inviting us into his rest.
Incarnate love divine, star and angels gave the sign, born to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is
before the world began. Oh,
God's peace can come in unexpected ways, a song, a dance, or a still moment with him. And when we seek him, he meets us there, guarding our hearts and minds as we trust him.
Life is full of noise, distractions, and worries. Sometimes it feels impossible to find quiet or rest. The Bible tells us in Psalms 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God."
When we lay our concerns before God and trust him, he fills us with peace that surpasses understanding, calming our hearts and minds in the middle of life's storms.
Life has its peaks and its valleys.
Life has its excitement and its boredom.
One minute you feel as if you have it all under control.
The next you would lose your head if it wasn't attached to your body.
Where are my keys?
What am I going to cook for dinner?
How am I going to pay the bills?
My son got in trouble again. What am I doing wrong?
Please, God, show me a sign. I am trying.
I don't know what else to do. I've tried everything.
We still and know that I am God. No amount of sleep is ever enough.
I am not enough.
I will never have it all together like them.
At least I'm not like them.
Why did I start life behind everybody else?
Why do I feel guilty for all the things I have?
Be still and know that I am God. I don't deserve the joys of this life.
The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled to the brim with joy. Psalms 126, 3. Where is God when I cannot hear him?
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord, your God, goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, 6.
We all crave peace in our life. Only God can bring true peace.
We must be still to block out the distractions of this life. We must be still to know that he is God. In these still moments is where we find peace.
Even in the midst of chaos, God's peace shines through. Philippians 4 reminds us, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand.
The story of Jesus' birth reminds us that God is faithful. Peace came into the world because he kept his promises. And that same peace can fill our hearts today.
Just a tiny nowhere town with a tiny no room in. This is where the greatest story ever told begins. We're just a tiny beating heart, had all creation leaning in. That night the world forever changed because of Beth.
Hi, church. I have longed to see you. I'm missing you so much. We got the most wonderful church in the world. I've missed seeing you. Thank you so much for your cards and for your love and for your prayers. We have a praying church, and we will overcome any obstacle. This has been a tough one for me. Thank God for your support and my wife's support. She was amazing. Pastor Austin was talking about how we need to go ahead and just elevate her to RN status, registered nurse status. She's been taking care of me amazingly. So thankful. Wouldn't have made it through without her and some of the other key people. Brenda, thank you so much for my little verse you gave me here. It's not really a scripture verse. It's something to declare, to say, declare that I will not die. I will live. I will be totally restored, better than before. I needed those words. Thank you, Brenda. We've got the best staff. Pastor Austin and Pastor John's been down here to see me several times to encourage me. And a lot of the church members have called and been here. Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much. You're wonderful people, and I love you with all my heart. I'm going to read a verse for you. John 14, verse 27 from the New Living Translation. Here we go. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. John 14, 27 in all English translation. In all English translations. Hey, everybody, again. I just wanted to wish y'all a Merry, Merry Christmas. And also thank you. Thank the praise team. Y'all have done great. I'm so proud of you. Wonderful worship. I've been watching. Doing a great job, y'all. So proud of you. It's going to be a great Christmas season. I'm doing physical therapy right now. This is one of the exercises they gave me, trying to stretch out my arms. It's kind of hard on the left shoulder, but anyway, we'll get it done. Lynn's my therapist today. You tell me what to do, baby.
You already told him what to do.
Okay. Stretching out here. I'm gonna clean this table. What you want me to do, baby?
Yep.
Up and down or back and forth, side to side?
Up and down.
Okay, this is the hard one. I'll stretch all the way out. Okay. Hey, everybody, again. I just wanted to wish y'all a Merry, Merry Christmas. And also thank you. Thank the praise team. Y'all have done great. I'm so proud of you. Wonderful.
Is like a battlefield, and my heart is overcome by fear, and hope seems like a ship that's lost at sea. My enemies on every side, and I'm tempted to run and hide. Your gentle whisper reaches out to me. Holds me when I'm broken, sweet peace that passes understanding. When the whole wide world is crashing down, I fall to my knees and breathe in your peace. Whistling, the terror of the night sets in. but I can feel your angels all around. I am resting underneath the shelter of your mighty wings. Your promises are where my hope is found. You give me peace that holds me when I'm broken. Sweet peace that passes understanding. When the whole wide world is crashing down, I fall to my knees and
Jesus' peace is personal. It meets each of us exactly where we are, father and daughter, shepherds and kings, and all of us here this morning. It is truly indescribable, beyond anything we can fully understand, and yet completely accessible to every heart that seeks him.
I think the program this morning has really shown us the peace of God, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Jesus Christ. A peace so deep, so wide, and so powerful, it truly can't be fully described. Now let's bring the whole cast to come to the stage. Let's have everyone in congregation to stand and lift your voices together, celebrating the King who brings peace to the world.
Thank you.
thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.